Wave 98.3 is CIWV FM at 98.3 FM, Vancouver's coolest vibe. Now, The Wave presents the Dave Koz Radio Show.
Hey, I'm Dave Koz, and you have found the Dave Koz Radio Show now in our 30th year on the air, and we owe it all to you. Thanks so much for listening in this weekend. Well, the show is extra special this weekend because we'll be having a chat with one of the hot new artists out there. He made history last year becoming the only artist in contemporary jazz to have 4 number one hits from a debut album. Yes, that's right. Guitarist, saxophonist, bassist. He's got a lot of talents on those fingertips of his. His name, Ryan Lavalette. And Ryan joins me right here in the studio this weekend. There's an all-new edition of Ask Dave teed up for you, focusing on one of the true legends in all of music, the great Smokey Robinson. Pianist producer Michael Broning shares a historical moment that became his big break with us. And the guitar god Larry Carlton recalls a great road story for us. It's all ahead. Got plenty of your favorite music lined up, including tracks from George Benson, Philippe Sace, saxophonist Paul Taylor, Kenny G, Jeff Lorber's in there, singer Melody Gardot, and much more. Just put the next 2 hours on cruise control. I got you. So thanks again for bringing the Dave Koz Radio Show along for your weekend. Guitarist Peter White gets things going with a song called Bright.
wake up in the morning, love, and the sunlight hurts my eyes, and something without warning, love, bears heavy on my mind.
Version of the Bill Withers classic, Jill Scott, with her version of Lovely Day. Well, I'm Dave Koz, and the music continues for your weekend with something brand new from saxophonist Jasmine Gent. This one's called Upgrade. You're listening to the Dave Koz Radio Show. his 2001 album Kicking It Up, the legend Jeff Lorber there featuring the tenor sax of Gerald Albright. It's called Snakebite. I'm Dave Koz, keeping the weekend party vibe going with Smokey Robinson, Nelson Rangel, and our very special guest this weekend, guitarist and saxophonist Brian Lavalette. It's all coming at you when the Dave Koz Radio Show comes right back.
Make Wave 98.3 your go-to station at home and on the go. Stream us online at wave983.fm. Find us on Radio Player Canada. Ask Alexa to play Wave 98.3 or catch us on TuneIn. We stream wherever you do. Tune in and turn it up. Wave 98.3, Vancouver's coolest vibe.
The Gingerbread Men return with another holiday cabaret.
A holly jolly Christmas. It's the best time of
These crooners are ready to show you a holly jolly good time featuring their signature banter and buttery smooth vocals. Don't miss the Gingerbread Man, another holiday cabaret presented by the Arts Club Theater Company, December 5th to 22nd at the Newmont Stage at the BMO Theater Center. For tickets, visit artsclub.com.
Elevate your holiday spirit at Shipyard's Christmas Market, November 29th to December 24th. Shop unique artisanal gifts, enjoy festive music, skate on the ice rink, and come hungry. Admission is free for this family-friendly event. Visit shipyardschristmasmarket.com.
This is the Dave Koz Radio Show on The Wave.
Found the Dave Koz Radio Show, where our online address is DaveKoz.com, DaveKoz.com. That's where you can leave us any question you have, from cooking to kids to music, whatever. All you got to do is... You can do it via email at DaveKoz.com or phone us at 888-OK-DAVE-KOZ. That's 888-OK-DAVE-KOZ. Well, we got this call in from a listener named Ron in San Diego.
Hey, Dave, how about asking Smokey if he would have done anything different?
Well, Ron, thank you very much for the call and the question. It's a good one. We got the answer for you from Smokey Robinson himself.
If I had something to do over again, I would save everything.
Yeah.
Every scrap of tape, every little piece of paper I ever started a song on. When we first started Motown, Dave, we would get letters. There's some areas in Michigan right adjacent to Detroit, like Santa Monica is to L.A., Grosse Pointe, Bloomfield Hills, there's two or three others like that. Whereas in the days when we started Motown, if you were black and you were in one of those areas, you better be working for somebody. And you better have something on you that said, I work for Miss So-and-so, if you got caught in those areas, okay? So we would get letters from the kids, from the white kids in those areas, and they would say, hey, man, we got your music. We love your music, man. But our parents don't know that we have it. Because if they knew that we had it, they would make us throw it away.
Wow.
So we got those letters. Now, at the time when you're doing it, you're not thinking about saving that. I wish I had thought about that. That's a treasure now. You know what I mean? A year or so later, we would get letters from the parents. Hey, man, we love your music. We found out that our kids had your music for a long time. And we're so glad that they had your music because it's positive. And we love your music, too. What a treasure those letters would be nowadays, just to post up somewhere so people could see what Barry Gordy accomplished through doing the music that we did, man. Giving the musical people in Detroit an outlet. So he's one of my heroes.
Couldn't have answered that any better. The legend himself, Mr. Smokey Robinson. And I think we should celebrate by listening to a little Smokey music. Here is Just to See Her on the Dave Koz Radio Show.
Just to see her. Just to touch her. Just to hold her in my arms again. One more time. If I could feel her warm embrace. See her smiling face. Can't find anyone to take her place. I've got to see her again. I would do anything. I would go anywhere. There's nothing I wouldn't do.
Just to hold her, hold her, hold her, hold her, just to see her.
hear a couple of notes and you know it is him, the unmistakable soprano saxophone of Kenny G and his Grammy winner of 1994. It's called Forever in Love. And a true legend in American music, Smokey Robinson, starting that set with Just to See Her. I'm Dave Koz, and when we come right back, we'll check in with this week's special guest, Ryan LaViolette, who is quite the name in the world of contemporary jazz as a new artist, as well as music ahead from George Benson, Paul Taylor, and much more for your weekend, so stay close.
I'm Amanda Burroughs, downtown Eastside, at the site of the First United building redevelopment. I'm loving what I'm looking at. It's going well, and it will soon give Vancouver 11 new stories of services and social housing. And with your help, more meals, advocacy, legal assistance, and support for basic human needs for Vancouver's most vulnerable. Please go to firstunited.ca and make a donation to help. It's a lot more than a building we're building at First United.
You're listening to the Dave Koz Radio Show on the Wave.
You have found the Dave Koz Radio Show, and your weekend soundtrack continues now with saxophonist Nelson Rangel doing a little old school for us here on the Dave Koz Radio Show. We'll be right back. classic there from 1978, The Great Joe Sample and Rainbow Seeker from the album of the same name. And our set started with an homage to the classics of yesteryear, courtesy of saxophonist Nelson Rangel. He gave us a song called Old School. Well, I'm Dave Koz, and I thank you so much for joining us this weekend here on the Dave Koz Radio Show. Very excited to have this guy with us. He is a history-making music machine. When we first spoke earlier this year, he was getting ready to make his cross-continental move from his native New Zealand to the United States, and we're happy to report that he is now calling Raleigh, North Carolina, his home. We're very happy to have him here in the U.S., and very happy to have him here this weekend. A great big welcome back to our very special guest, guitarist, bassist, saxophonist, and songwriter and producer, Ryan Lavalette. Ryan, great to have you back. Nice to see you.
Oh, hey, Dave. It's great to connect again. I'm really glad I'm here in the States now, and it's awesome to be doing this again. Thank you so much, my friend.
Yeah, you made it.
That's right.
So what was it that made you eventually choose Raleigh, North Carolina, of all the places in the United States to move to from your native New Zealand?
Well, I've got a few industry friends who live out here, and it was always kind of a place of interest of mine in the States. You know, I've had some other friends, I mean, away from the music business back in New Zealand who'd moved here for work and who'd come back to visit and raved about the place and said it was very similar to back home in a lot of ways. So that and a few other things prompted me to come check the place out, and I'm glad I did. It's a very nice spot.
Well, so in that short amount of time that you've been in Raleigh, what would you say is the biggest difference between living in Raleigh, North Carolina, and back home in Auckland, New Zealand?
Well, just one main thing is life is a lot faster in the States. New Zealand, everything's island time. Everything's very, very laid back. And for the most part, you know, North Carolina being kind of a country place, I do kind of feel the similarities, but it is definitely a bit more U.S. paced, for sure.
Well, we're all very happy that you're here now. So congratulations on that big move. I know it was a big deal for you.
Right.
Let's check out some of your music, shall we? This is the first single we heard of yours back in 2022, and it went right to number one. What an auspicious debut. From our special in-studio guest this weekend, guitarist Ryan Lavalette, here is Let It Flow on the Dave Koz Radio Show.
Thank you.
our very special guest this weekend, guitarist Ryan Lavalette. That's Let It Flow from his debut album, New Beginnings. And that is one of four number one songs that he racked up from that debut album, a historic feat in the world of contemporary jazz. More on that later. We've got lots more in the meantime to get to with Ryan in the next hour, plus great music ahead from Philippe Sace, guitarist Larry Carlton, and much more. It's all ahead when the Dave Koz Radio Show returns for your weekend.
Back in time for the holidays, experience the enchanting Lights by the Lake. The lights start this evening with the lighting ceremony. See the beautiful 2-kilometer display light up for the first time this season. And enjoy fireworks, Christmas carols, the Jingle Paws Pet Parade, and take photos with Santa and the Sasquatch. Catch the lighting ceremony for Lights by the Lake this evening from 4:30 to 7. For more info, visit tourismharrison.com.
This is the Dave Koz Radio Show on The Wave.
Hey, this is Ryan Lavalette on the Dave Koz Radio Show. Now in its 30th year on air. A huge congratulations to you, Dave.
Well, thank you very much. I love your accent so much. I could listen to it all day. More with Ryan Lavalette coming up in the next hour here of the show. But right now, back into the music with the former horn arranger of Tower of Power and one of their founding members, trumpeter Greg Adams, with his band East Bay Soul. This one's called Roadhouse. You're listening to the Dave Koz Radio Show.
Wave 98.3.
Reading, writing, arithmetic. really doesn't mean anything. Know yourself, it is the key.
Lost within the rhythm, you are free
to be who you were born to be. Don't give up, the journey's long. Drink or smoke it, it won't help you home. Consciousness, temple clean. Manifest your thoughts from all your dreams. It's closer than it seems.
Oh, I find my life. What you got me to do?
Broadcasting in HD for the best listening experience. This is CIWV-FM at 98.3 FM HD1. Wave 98.3, Vancouver's coolest vibe.
Welcome back to Hour 2 of the Dave Koz Radio Show. And a reminder to check out my website next time you're surfing online. That's DaveKoz.com, DaveKOZ.com. For Facebook and Twitter followers, you can find me at Dave Koz Music. And finally on Instagram, my full legal name, in case you're wondering, David Stephen Koz with a PH. The music continues now with the great George Benson. This is Living in High Definition. Thanks so much for making the Dave Koz Radio Show part of your weekend.